This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got one of those economic indicators this morning that honestly sometimes kind of gets lost in the shuffle of other news. So we are going to fix that right now with a couple of minutes on something called the Consumer Confidence Index. In addition to the overall reading that shows we are feeling pretty confident, the fine print shows, for instance, we're feeling pretty good about the number of job openings that are out there. We're feeling pretty good about our own financial prospects as well. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on the explainer desk today.
On the last Tuesday of every month, a nonprofit think tank known as the Conference Board publishes the Consumer Confidence Index after conducting an online poll asking around 3,000 consumers how they're feeling about the economy right now and over the next 6 months. Also,
we asked them about their buying intentions regarding homes, autos.
Lynn Franco is Senior Director of Economic Indicators at the Conference Board.
We asked them about their expectations regarding inflation, interest rate, and stock prices.
The index has a baseline of 100. Anything over 100 means consumer confidence is increasing. The June index came in around 127. That kind of optimism gets the attention of economists like Diane Lim, who writes the Economist Mom blog.
The consumer confidence index matters a lot because consumers really are the engine of the American economy.
Lim says consumer spending drives around 70% of U.S. economic growth. The other thing about the Consumer Confidence Index, it's forward-looking. Most economic indicators, like the unemployment rate, are looking back through the rearview mirror. Robert Farocnia teaches finance at Columbia University. He says the Consumer Confidence Index predicts the terrain ahead.
Think of it as a GPS that shows you the road conditions for the next 6 months.
Farocnia says if confident consumers go out and spend the way they say they will, the economy will sizzle this summer. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.